Good evening, everyone. Continuing with our learning of Tomer Dvora, the second of the 13 attributes of mercy is once again the name of Hashem. It's Hashem, Hashem. So the first name of Hashem connotes mercy, and so the second name of Hashem connotes even more mercy. So the question is, what does it mean? It's not just quantitative that Hashem is really, really merciful. There's a qualitative change that something is required beyond just HaKadosh Baruch Hu's baseline rachamim. In the Haftorah for Shabbos Shuva, so the midos that Micha enumerate is Mikel Kamocha, what we said yesterday, who is like God. And the second is Nosei Avon, who lets sin carry. So Rav Moshe Cardovero explains, he uses a lot of Kabbalistic terminology, but to, I think, explain it on a much more simple level, the Ramban, in his commentary to the Torah by the Aseres HaDibros, he writes that every lo sase, every negative, every avera that we do, is actually negative in two ways. It has two negative aspects to it. The first is the merida, the rebellion that we have against HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing something that is in contradistinction to what he wants. The second negative impact of an avera is whatever damage it causes, either physically or spiritually, to ourselves, to others, or to the world. And those are two separate things. Just as a mashal, so if you have a palace and you have a worker, and this worker decides to disobey the king's command and is making a mess all over the place. So first of all, this worker needs to be fired for insubordination. But second of all, there's a mess right here and it needs to be cleaned up. And the one who should be held responsible and who's at whose expense that cleanup should happen should be the person that made the mess. And so when we do an avera, so there is the actual merida, there's the rebellion against God. That's what we spoke about yesterday, that if somebody is out of sync, out of step with God's program, so we should cease to exist, and Hashem in his mercy allows us to continue. But beyond that, there's the actual damage that we've done to other people, to the world, to ourselves, and we should be held accountable for that, to fix it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't have to, quote-unquote, bear the brunt of letting evil fester in the world. And yet, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's abundant mercy, he not only allows us to continue to exist, but he also allows that imperfection in the world to continue to exist without it taking a toll on us, to give us the opportunity to fix it and do teshuvah. So, Bein Adam Lechavero, the Ramak says, when we have people that have wronged us or have bothered us, you also have those two elements. You have that relationship that they betrayed you or that they hurt you or that they wronged you. And so we should have patience to give people the time to repair that relationship. But beyond that, if people have wronged you, they've created actual damage. Maybe it's physical, maybe it's financial, maybe it's emotional, to you, to others, to the environment. And so not only are we supposed to have patience to for the people themselves, but for also for the impact that they have on the environment and the world around us as well. Reb Chananya ben Akashi Omer Matzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lizakas Es Yisrael Lefichach Hirbelam Torah Mitzvah Shenemer Adonai Chafetz L'Matzil Koyag B'Torah V'Yadir.